Blog Talk Radio.
I let a bitch get away with something last night. I shouldn't have let her get away with it.
And I'm saying, if you're trying to make having bitches a business, you already fucked.
You're listening to your number one radio station.
Rosebud, Bitter Dough.
Are you a and that's getting ourselves together so that we know what's up. Motherfucker can't be trying to have something and don't know what's up. So tonight we're going to kick about some of the goddamn things to do with a date. And how come nice guys finish dead motherfucking last? Now there's a key to being hard. And all you cats, you know, want to be hard. Everybody want to be hard. Yeah. Well, some of you cats want to be a roughneck or whatever kind of dude with a woman. And if you really know how and when to be that kind of motherfucker, it'll be like pheromones are to animals. You know what I'm saying? Now, Tay, what you up to today, man?
Well, Bud, shit, I was just thinking about talking on paying dues and giving it back how you got it. So that's what's going to be my... I was going to say a few words on that today.
Well, okay.
Paying dues and giving it back how you got it.
That's good. That's some good shit. We'll get into that. Wouldn't you motherfuckers out there like to know about paying dues? Wouldn't you like to know why you need to pay dues? See, it takes a certain amount of skill to land that big one. You know, when you doggone out and you trying to catch and you really want to doggone get this when you act, you have to employ all your skills immediately at once. And you have to be, you know, trained to do that. If you're not trained to use all your skills, you're going to have to think of them. And while you thinking of them, you losing precious time with this bra. So what I'm saying is, you got, well, not you got to, but to be alpha thinking and land that Bitcoin, you have to be accurate. And that's what we really need to start learning, how to be accurate. Because landing that Bitcoin calls for you to depend on all your skills and the confidence that you have in depending on your fucking confidence. You gotta have confidence in the fact that you confident. Tay, what you think on that, man?
You gotta have, say that again, bud. Have some real shit. Say that again.
You gotta have, to land that big one, you have to depend on your skills. And you have to depend on your skills and the confidence that you have. And depending on your confidence, you have to be able to, you have to know that you're confident, and you have to be confident that you're confident. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you got to want it, and you got to know that you want it, and that you're going to go get it because you want it. Is that the same thing?
Basically, it's the same thing, because what I'm saying is, if you want it,
and you going to get it, and you saying, okay, I'm getting dressed, I'm gonna go get, you know, whatever. See, you have to be unconsciously, seriously conscious of this. 832. Oh, that's Dean.
Yeah,
what's up, Dean?
Yeah, just hanging out with you.
What's
you
up to?
Yeah, hanging out with you, dog.
Dean, what's up with you, man?
Hey, what's good with you? How you doing, bro?
So my thing, Dean, what, you been hearing what I said at all? What you think about depending on your confidence?
Well, that's the beginning of everything. You can't depend on anything else but yourself. And a lot of guys want to depend on things outside of themselves, and then they want to make the excuse why they can't get women at the end of the day or get themselves straight, man.
See, now that's what I'm talking about. When you depend on you, see, you ain't got nobody to blame, and you don't look for people to blame shit on. You just deal. And that's what we successful at being alpha. That's what we do. We deal. We don't try to figure nothing out. We figure it out. And we figure it out the first time. Trying is dead with us. We don't fuck around with the try shit. You know, you can't just want to try this and try that. See, that's why you failing. We trying one thing all the time, and that's us. Whatever it is with us, we trying that. Now, since right now, you know, most of your concerns are around catching that woman you want, the skill you've got to be most concerned with is whether or not you can entertain her mind. Her mind is where you gotta be. You know, if you looking at the outside of this bitch and you tripping on how fine she is, you ain't really getting in her mind. She's getting in yours. What you think on that, Tay?
I think that that beauty can make you forget about the duty that you own, which is to catch the broad. So you got to come.
That's a good one. Don't let beauty make you forget your duty. That's a good one. Go ahead, man.
So what I'm saying is that once you all on attack from the beginning, you in attack mode. You in attack mode. I call it attack mode. You in attack mode before you walk out the door. You look in the mirror. Your plan, your strategy is planned. You already ready. So now you're gonna put it in, and you put it into effect. So you start the conversation. Then you got to listen to what she say. Everything she say, you're gonna feed off that. But you got to know when to speak up. You got to know when to be quiet. You got to know when to listen. You've got
to have the whole thing about this is about what he's saying is none of it's going to come because you just heard him say it or you hear Dean say it. You know, none of this shit is going to come because you hear me say it. It's only going to come because you heard it and you put it to use. You can't hear shit and don't put it to use. I'm saying when I was fucking learning this shit from Dean, you know, he used to get mad at me because I didn't want to do this or that because, God damn it, blah, blah, blah. But right now, I didn't. Even if I didn't do it when he said it, I'm doing all the shit now. Everything I learned, it comes to you. And if you use it, that shit, whatever you learn, if you use it in real life, real time activity, whatever it is you learn is going to get you what you supposed to get. And that's because you're using it. And that's the big thing about getting into a female's mind as far as entertaining her. I don't mean as a comic would do that kind of entertaining. I'm talking about where you got this broad she ain't trying to guess what you've been to say, but she's so enthralled in what you're saying that what you're getting ready to say already has her attention. And you have to know how to engage a woman. Now, engage. The way you engage a woman is when you talk to her, you have to have a real calm expression, like you know what you're doing. Unless, of course, you're in an exciting type part of a conversation, so you do if that's the case, have some facial or animated actions to express the excitement. But we ain't trying to entertain her with comedy material. We trying to captivate her with little quips and observations that you make about life in general. You, hold on, let's see what's happening. What's up, 347? 347, what's up? Oh, you must don't want to talk. Hey, Dean, I know you don't come on all the time, but you've got something to say, you can show, jump in. And Tay, you ain't got to wait for me to ask. What'd you say, Dean?
No, I didn't want to interrupt what you were saying. It's, everything you're saying is on point. But the truth of the matter is most of these motherfuckers worship women so much that they scared as fuck. So they just throw shit up on the wall trying to make something stick with these women instead of just being real with them.
Hey, Dean, when you say throw shit up on the wall and make it stick, what do you mean? I know what you
what I mean by that, just come on. Yeah, just come on with some stupid-ass sidebar shit. You know, you talk about shit that has nothing to do with your end game. You ask, hey, yo, how's your day going, and what are you up to, and all that other stupid-ass shit, saying that she's going to see you as somebody that she want to get with when there are other real motherfuckers like you and Tay that's going to cut through the bullshit and be transparent with the woman.
Hey, not only that, most of the motherfuckers like us, I mean, we might say what's going on, but we tell the bitch what's going on. We, you know, when we walk up to them, you know, this shit here, we start talking about whatever it is. Now this nigga Tay, I worked with this nigga all the time. And we had this good guy, bad guy type thing going. And this motherfucker was always the jovial, happy, you know, kind of loose, get a bitch motherfucking real comfortable, just, just comfortable. Me, I'm serious. And that shit worked for us. We was Ike and Mike. We'd roll and 2-3 bitches got problems because we catching them. But it ain't because we wanted or hoped we could catch them. It's because we knew what to do to catch, and we wasn't scared to do it. Because knowing what to do is only half of the solution. The other half is being brave enough to do it. What you say, Tay?
I was agreeing with you, man. But the thing with these guys is those two fears. First, they got the fear of failure, and then if they succeed, they got the fear of success because they don't know what to do after they do that, man. So all they do is make excuses just to keep them at a standstill, big dog.
And check game. See, the reason they don't know what to do is because they don't even start. Otherwise, you don't know what – me and Tay didn't know what to do until we learned it. And you don't learn it until you get out there and do shit. And the shit you do at first ain't going to be right. And you can't be scared of that damn shit. You got to go out there, you got to make them damn mistakes, and you got to make them adjustments. And then when you go out the next night and you're doing something and you see yourself, you know, kind of going into that wrong mode, you got to be able to adjust on the fly and keep going because life is going to pass you by. If you don't motherfucking understand the think it, do it mentality, you're going to be thinking, you're going to think it, and then you're going to think about it, and then you're going to think about what you thought about, and then you're going to make sure what you thought about what you thought is correct. Then you might do it. Man, that bitch gone. She was gone when you didn't think it and do it. Say, you laughing, but I'm real. Oh, that shit,
you're real, because the way you present it is the way that she going to take it. You present it smooth, she gonna take it smooth. I can just see it. Them eyes light up. Attention is dead on you. She looking in your mouth. She anticipating the next word come out. And then you say what you gonna say, and then she starts saying what she gonna say, and you already know what she gonna say. So you already ready to come for the comeback. You three steps ahead.
Check this out. What you describing right now is what I teach my motherfuckers in SWU about the arsenal. What I'm saying is, see, you a nigga, you don't know. You don't, what is arsenal? Say, you do you know? Hell no. That's what I call it. Hey, that's what I
arsenal,
call it.
Arsenal with guns means you got more than one gun. You got a gang of them to use. It all depends on what your situation is, or how big how big it is, how big the gun is, or whatever the situation is.
Hey, nigga, do we look like we at the OK Corral?
We got an arsenal
gun.
Word.
That's motherfucking right. An arsenal is your word, nigga. So what I'm saying, without you even knowing this, you described it because that's what the arsenal does for you. You already know what you're going to say, and as you saying it, this woman is dead in your mouth because she's anticipating your words, and when she starts talking, because you know what you said, you damn near know what she's going to say. And so you just let her say whatever she's going to say, even if it ain't exactly what you thought. It's going to be somewhere around what you thought, which is going to promote you to keep going with where you coming from, right?
Right.
Man, I'm trying to tell these cats that a lot of them don't understand. You know, you can't really prepare a conversation, come see the cat, and be able to say that conversation exactly. But if you want to tell the bitch to see a cat, come see the cat. Man, there's 100 ways you can tell that bitch. And you supposed to choose the particular way that's going to suit the conversation that you having right now. Otherwise, you can say, girl, look at that cat. You know, or you can say, you know, see, some people don't know what cats like. You know, cats be in these shorties. It's a hell of ways to say and get a motherfucker into your conversation. And if you choose the shortcut, which is what everybody else does, hey, what's your sign? What do you do every day? How was your day at work? You know, you take that route, then the bitch then judge you already. You're judged. So what I'm saying is, if you judged, you didn't make your goddamn work three times harder because she didn't judge you. Now you come up to her, you know, and you got some way more smoother to say to her than how she's doing. Girl, I thought today was bright. But seeing you, I know what brightness is. Now, come on or whatever, but the bitch ain't heard it. So she's more curious about what the fuck you gonna say than she is if you say, hey, girl, you show it's fine. Man, she ain't trying to hear that shit. She ain't even trying to hear something she haven't heard. But that's what you gonna give her. That's what we give her. Go ahead.
But it's hard to say come see the cat when as soon as you walk out your door, you're putting yourself down. You're making excuses for things. You see the woman, you automatically, oh, she's beautiful. We recognize a woman for her ass and titties and stuff, but these guys go so overboard with it, feeling like they don't have a shot. I don't have a chance. What am I going to do if I get it? So it's kind of hard for them to do to come see the cat. You write about everything you're saying. But they come out the gate losing, man.
They come out the gate the way they come out the gate because when they in the gate, they ain't thinking about what the fuck they supposed to think about in the gate. In the gate, they supposed to be thinking about they coming out. They finna come out this motherfucker. And that ain't all you supposed to think about. You supposed to think about how this animal you ride gonna break out this goddamn gate. When you open that gate, if you're in a rodeo, that motherfucker come out. And you got to deal with the horse differently than you deal with the bull, but still in a rodeo, and that's how his life is. Man, each one of these goddamn bitches is whoever the fuck they are. And we don't care because I'm a lion, Tay a fucking hippopotamus, and your ass is whatever you know, you ain't no punk is what I'm saying. So what I'm saying is in the fucking Serengeti, you know, we all believe lion is king of beasts. But there's a couple of animals that kick a lion's ass, and a hippopotamus is one. Because what I'm trying to say is that it doesn't matter which one is which, long as they know. Long as they know. Long as you know. Long as that bitch know. What I'm saying, it doesn't really matter what I think about what you doing. What matters more than anything is what you doing about your goddamn thoughts. What do you think your thoughts mean? You know, where did they take you? You know, I got to take a minute because this brother is real cool with me. This Bell Bond Company, Freedom Fast Bell. I'm serious. This dude reached me when I had a problem with a friend, and he didn't really know me, but he had heard of me, you know. But and he gave me action. But the real thing is he insisted that if I ever needed some any kind of bail, fuck with him. That's Freedom Fast Bail, 866-460-0905. Get at it. Now, back to this shit we talking about, which is so serious to me. Yeah, go ahead.
But real quick, you know, I was wrong about them walking up to the woman is where they go wrong. They go wrong where they don't call into this show like this, what gives them opportunity to fix whatever they're going wrong in their lives, and yet they don't call as if they know what they're doing. That's the thing that makes it so amazing. They know
Dean,
they need
you
help.
So right with that, Dean. And that is the number one thing that I hate about my show. Well, 412. What's up, 412? Hold on before you say something. Hold on. Dean, but that's what I hate about my show, man. Motherfucker call in, and they just listen. I mean, of course, I got hella shit to talk about. But I'd rather talk about what the fuck is going on with the listeners. And I'd rather use my information to handle whatever is going on with the listener. That way, the show is more relevant because I'm assisting people. Right now, I'm just speaking general. And it's just generally helping who's ever listening. It's not specifically helping no one. 412, what's up?
Most men out here, they tricked into believing that being selfish and conceited has a negative connotation. But if you're selfish and you conceited, you ain't going to allow yourself to think of nothing that's going to take away from you. If you're selfish and conceited, there's nothing that can defeat you. So it don't matter, because when you walk up to that woman, you love yourself and you're selfish and conceited enough that it don't matter what the bitch do. They walk past me all day when I talk to them. They don't even look at me.
I was listening to what you were saying, and I was, man, this motherfucker. Then I looked at that number again. That's Charles. That's you, Charles.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah. Hey, you hear that dope coming from that motherfucker? That's because he's one of them FWU students. Yeah, that's how we feel. Hey, that's how we think, hey. That's how we think. That's how we are. And nobody likes it when they come, especially this motherfucking dog. But shit, you see, he's smooth now, and he's going to be smoother because that's what we learning to do. We fuck with real life shit. Otherwise, hell yeah, you can pass the test. Hell yeah, you can look at the goddamn video and get all the answers. But can you go outside and do the shit in real life in real time? And them motherfuckers all say, yeah. And they all realize they have to learn how to do that shit. What you think you can do, you can't do unless you do it. What you say, Dean?
No, that was me, Professor.
Hey, you guys don't talk at the same time. I'm talking to Dean right now.
No, you're absolutely right, everyone. Everything you're saying, man, you got to get out there. And what people don't understand is having a reputation, or what they call a bad reputation, is a good thing to have, because that means they're talking about you. They got you in their mouths. You're the conversation of gossip. You're the unattainable man. And that's what I think, Bud, a lot of these guys understand. But like you say, if they don't do it, Bud, I can tell you, Bud, all day, you and Tay, that I'm Superman. But until you see me fly, I'm full of shit. Because what I think, I know what my behaviors, man.
unless your reputation precedes you, and hell of motherfuckers say they didn't seen you fly, and they seen you flying around. Hey, shit, your rep gonna say that nigga can fly. Whether you even ever put on a cape or not, you gonna have that rep. Hey, but you know, you remember when, you know, you didn't know it, nigga, but I was green, and, you know, we kicking it. You'd be saying, I said, nigga, why the fuck everybody hate you, man? They talk crazy about you. But I'd rather them be talking bad about me than not talk about me at all. Well, this motherfucker don't know how this shit stayed with me. Because, Dean, you just said the same thing. A bad reputation, they talking about you. You know, so what I'm saying is this is a good point here. Two dudes from different sides of the same aisle have the same idea expressed the same way. So what I'm saying is this shows you, this is what I mean when a motherfucker like us know there's enough room for 1,000 motherfuckers on the tip of a needle. We know that. That's how dope we are. Because we ain't got to see one thing one way. We know if me, Steve, and Tay is in a discussion about whatever, and we have 3 different opinions, and, you know, we discuss them, and I think I'm right. Tay think he right. He think he right. Who the fuck is right? That's when we look at each other and slap fire because we all right. Because we're going to do what we said. That's what's right. Doing what you say. Making what you say true. Hey, 254, what's happening?
What's up, Rosebud? It's Big Steve.
Big Steve, what's happening?
Hey, man, I thought you was asking a question. I was about to say, shit, all 3 of you right. So I'm listening.
Oh, okay. Hey, that's what's up, Big Steve. Hey, all 3
yes,
of
sir.
Us is right. Who's ever in the conversation with an opinion that they can back up or they're willing to reinforce or whatever? They right. How I'm going to say what I'm saying right when this motherfucker know what he's saying is right? And how does he know it? Because he's been in the field. He's been in the field putting down whatever the hell he's talking about. And I know he's been in the field. And I know he do shit different than me. And I know he think he bad as me. That's why you got generals in the army. One's a 2-star, one's a 3-star. They all generals, but some got to distinguish it. But in this right here, we don't even trip like that. We're all 5-star generals. As soon as
but you know
get
what,
to bro, go ahead.
Yeah, but you know what? The best thing about what you said is we there because, yes, we are all right. But when one of us is wrong, we are honest enough with each other to be correct the other person to help him get a better understanding. Where a lot of these guys out here today, they lie to themselves, and then they hang out with people that keep perpetuating the lie, and then they wonder why they fail.
Hey, Dean. You brought up a hell of a point right there, man. That shit is real. See, what they do is exactly what you're saying. They lie to themselves. And instead of accepting any type, because in the situation where 1,000 of us is on the tip of a needle, and the only thing that's going to make it crowded is if one of us out of that 1,000 won't accept the truth. And then in that case, that 999 gonna bump me off of that goddamn tip. Because the truth is the light. And the only way we gonna always have room on the tip of this needle to stand and not get stuck is if we accept the truth. And when one of us is wrong, because me and this nigga Tay, me and Steve, you know, we didn't have some debates in on all sides. Because we have a lot of them on all sides. We both have gave in to the other person's point of view. Because it was more correct. What I'm saying is the 2-star general is not less of a man than the 4-star general. But the 4-star general should be able to see something that that two-star general don't see the way he see it. And then that four-star general bring it to him, and the two-star general bring his point, then the four-star general say, but, and he add his point, and he add what makes him the four-star general. And that two-star general gonna get his stars took away if he don't say to himself, you know what, that's on the right. Because I'm sharp enough to see he's right. Because that's where the mistakes come. Not mistakes. That's where the misunderstandings come. You know, I'm a four-star general and I'm saying some shit. I ain't saying it because I'm a four-star general. I'm saying it because we talking about whatever. And then here, motherfucker, the one-star general, he ain't gonna go for it. His ego too big. Nah, man, I'm gonna pull you wrong. Woo, woo, woo. Okay, man. I ain't gonna argue with you. I ain't gonna say nothing. But them fucking the troops that you take out there with that bullshit, see, what you gonna tell them family? Oh, you gotta think about all that shit. Them generals, man, I wouldn't wanna be no general. I wouldn't wanna be in control of no army to send a motherfucker out to fight somewhere where I'm gonna be sitting in a room safe watching them. Nah, I wouldn't wanna do that. But that's what they do. That's what they accept doing. And if you accept you, if you accept you, who you are, what you doing, you can accept being in Afghanistan. You can accept bullets shooting over your fucking head. You don't know where they're coming from. You can accept all kind of shit.
Yeah,
but think about
this for a second. If you as a general won't accept the individual that's making excuses, blaming, scary, won't go out and fight, and all that other shit, why you think a woman is going to accept it? That's what they don't understand. this shit is 2 plus 2 is 4, man.
That's big shit. Hey, that was right.
Good point, Steve. They have good point.
That's a good point, man. Hey, people don't. It's just common thought processes, man. That's something we do without thinking about. Let me cut that bullshit off. I know it ain't Steve, but one of my other cats. Okay, so I cut that shit off. Hey, my thing is to get people to see. That's what I want them to do. You don't have to see me. You don't have to see what, well, you do. I do want you to see what I see, but I kind of just want you to see how I see, because the way I look at shit is I'm not looking at no one particular thing about anything. I'm looking at whatever is encompassing it all, because I want it all. I'm just a greedy, selfish, goddamn bastard, and I don't think that motherfucker should have it unless I have it. But that don't mean that motherfucker can have it unless I have it. Whoever can get it, because they can think like I think. But you don't need to have it because I want it. That's competition. Me and my nigga, man, come on. I didn't wait without calling that nigga to see what he did last night. If he wasn't fucking with me, nigga, what the fuck you do last night? The nigga talk whatever shit. Nigga, you sleep all the time, man. Whatever, that kind of shit, man. We used to challenge each other in the car, riding down the street. Nigga, you don't know what you're talking about, man. We used to not argue, but we sure ride down the street with a real heated conversation because a nigga got points. And I'm going to prove my point, or at least stand up for my point, unless it's wrong. And I remember a point that I was, hey, chicken shit ass nigga, I'm gonna tell on you. Any motherfucking way, I'll tell this nigga, we pimps, you know. I say, nigga, I wouldn't have your bitch. Nigga, I'd get that bitch and bring her to you, nigga. Nigga said, I'll have your bitch. Nigga, I wouldn't give your bitch. I ain't gonna get in your business, nigga. But I had that bitch, nigga. And we argued a little bit about that. But come to think of it, the nigga was right. How can I claim, because I'm his friend, he got to spare me. Fuck that. That ain't no rule in the game. That is not a rule in the game. Matter of fact, 9 out of 10 times back in the day, the first time you get knocked, you're going to get knocked by the motherfucker that turns you out.
Hey, bud, that's like two lion cubs just sparring with each other at the end of the day. It's just practice with each other. You know what I mean? But
Hey, hold on.
Okay.
I forgot. Man, this nigga go to our home planet every once in a while. You know, we Klingons, nigga. That was Klingon just hearing us talk. Hey, we on Earth right now with these mere mortals. We motherfuckers Klingons.
But what I was going to say was that we in so much competition then and even now, every day is competition. You get to be in so much competition until at one point you in competition with yourself.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
After I hear you pass your ass up, who else was left but me? That's how we think. That's how we, you know, groove. That's how we roll. That's how we have fun challenging each other. Because we ain't trying to be little. We ain't trying to do the minimum of what we can do. And I got a lot. Matter of fact, you guys, these two motherfuckers on the phone right now in my show, they both, if that's the case, got the same significance to me, because when I was green in the game, I was fucking with Tay, and the niggas, without him knowing it, gave me so much game that, you know, it's pathetic. But when I was green to this internet, I started fucking with Steve, and Steve did the same shit, gave me all the info, you know, if I can soak it up. Of course, the nigga ain't gonna say, come on, bud, let me hold your hand, and, you know, woo-woo. He gonna spit shit to me, and if I, you know, can see it and do it and make the right move, he gonna keep fucking with me, just like Tay back then. If I could see it and made the right move, he gonna keep fucking with me. Ain't nobody trying to hold your hand. So evidently I made the right move with both of them. And you see what happens, and with Tay, a nigga start pimping. With Steve the Dean, I got to get to rolling with my shit. But Steve the Dean was a little more open than you, Tay. You know, you didn't want to give me all these motherfuckers, chicken shit, you made me have to, you know, really get that shit. But Steve the Dean, that nigga, what's your address, bud? Nigga, what you want my address for? I'm going to say, no, nigga, I don't want you to send me shit. Nigga, I'm going to do this because I was struggling then. Man. I was really fucking struggling. But Steve was telling me about some shit, and I guess he heard a little wonder in my motherfucking voice. Oh, man. Steve, you do it like that, man. The nigga was impressed. Hey, the nigga say, hey, what's your address, man? Nigga, what? You know, I don't want no goddamn handout. And then about a day later, some holiday was coming. He said, what's your address, man? We'll send you a card. So I get a nigga my address, and when I get a mail from Dean, I got a whole fucking studio microphone. All kinds of shit, headphones, all kind of goddamn shit. This nigga set me up to roll. So I'm saying, man, when you deserve
it. That was cool, man. He paid it forward, bud. Steve,
hey,
he paid
I'm
it forward,
saying,
man.
I'm telling you the truth, man. The nigga actually told me, man, them niggas you fucking with ain't shit. They should have did woo, 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 woo. This nigga did it. And when nigga need help to come to Vegas, nigga reach me. So what I'm saying is you can tell who fucks with you on the real and who, you know, who ain't about it. Both of you niggas in my life, some very important figures, man, just so for me to make my confession.
D, what you got, man?
No, that's a real shit though, man. But that's how it go in the laws of the jungle and the laws of manhood. The thing is that you gotta surround yourself with people that's gonna push you anyway. Because nobody's really gonna fuck with somebody who ain't even pushing itself, more or less pushing the group. You know what I mean? So
right.
That's how it is. It's like, you know, hey, I would only wish to be around y'all motherfuckers because as much as I probably could be as much as you could, but I would be talking enough shit to say I can. You can't tell me no different. I'm gonna be out here trying to do as best as I can. You can't tell me no different.
Well, fellas, not my niggas. I'm talking about everybody. Listen, check this out. These skills, the shit you hear in our voices, the things we talking about, these are skills. And you can break them down. You can take two of the words and you can break it down. And you can really see. If you take these skills and actually your skills start with your conversation, as far as representing yourself when you're talking, and here is a couple of questions that you can ask yourself to see if you are entertaining this woman when you speak to her. And you know what I mean when I say entertaining, not being a comic. So you ask yourself, are you teasing her with the gestures of an alpha motherfucker? Otherwise, are you making moves? Are you pursing your lips? You know, arching your eyebrow? Are you doing all of this shit to compliment your doggone conversation? Are you engaging her with your conversation, otherwise allowing her to respond on point? Because they will. And when they start responding, you got to kind of prod them and give them, you know, whatever clothes on saying the right thing. Are you doing that? And you purposely let her see your ass, eye her curves? I'm telling you, all this shit is real. Do you have the ammunition you're going to want to use on her ready? I'm saying all this got to be in your head. This nigga Tay don't think of this shit, but I bet every question I just asked, he already answered when he's looking in the mirror getting dressed. He don't know he answered them because he ain't in my school. But he got this game. He answers those questions. 412, you got another question?
No, but
okay. 360, you got a question?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, what's happening?
So if my girl is doing a whole bunch of petty bullshit just to piss me off, does that mean that she has no respect for me anymore, or?
Bro, stop. Listen. If you want your goddamn woman to have respect for you, you got to change your goddamn voice. And you can't be asking no scary ass shit the way you asking it. Now, is that how you talk to her?
Right.
Is that how you talk to her?
I mean,
be
no,
honest.
I wouldn't be honest, so.
Bro.
No,
be
honest. I mean, I don't.
Hey, bud.
Nah.
Hey, bud.
Hold on. Yeah, go ahead.
He even asked the whole question wrong, because think about it. Motherfucker, you letting your... Why don't you say, I allow my woman to disrespect me? Because you don't try to put that shit on her. You need to put that shit on you because you allow it. Because, yes, she see you as weak as fuck.
Hey, Dean. Dean, Tay, see if you agree with what I say. This caller, you got to understand some shit. If you can form a question, that means that you know or you have ideas about the basis of this question. So in my mind, if you can form the question, you already know the answer because the answer is in the question.
Right.
She's doing this, that, and the other, and your question is she doing it because she don't have respect for you? She wouldn't be doing this, that, and the other if she had respect for you. You know that. I know that. But you would rather run from that and cause yourself problems, bro. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Caller,
even
listen to me.
Even say yes off.
Hey, that's what I'm saying, Carlton. You got to quit being a punk, man. You got punk in you. You don't have to sound like that. Why do you sound like that? There you go. See, now you pumped all the way out. Now you ain't even talk. Oh, now you hung up.
Well, but
I'm telling you,
you
they trust, man. If Steve know it, then I know it. And motherfucker, oh, he didn't hang up. Somebody else hung up. He didn't hang up. I'm sorry, 360. You still there. Why you ain't talking?
Oh, you want to talk? You talking to
him? Yes, I'm talking to you.
Hey, how long she been disrespecting you, man?
No, Tay. Now that motherfucker hung up.
Tay. She been disrespecting him before she even knew the motherfucker. He came into the same disrespect.
Hey, man. That nigga was the dummy she used to practice on. Disrespecting the motherfucker. She got a dude in her living room, a mannequin, because she practiced disrespecting the motherfucker. Hey, 347, what's up?
Hey, bro, man, I just wanted a quick update on that Down and Dirty, man. What's that with it?
Man, on the 19th, I got to do a famous video. And we introducing it on the 19th. And it's going to be amazing. We got distribution. We got everything. And it ain't going to play no theaters and nothing. But it's going to be where you can see it. And it's going to be dope. So that's the update.
So it ain't going to be on YouTube?
No, I don't think it's going to be on YouTube. We might have on YouTube. But since what we got going is really the whole movie. We put the whole movie out. And it's going to be on Hulu and all that shit, though.
Hey, bud, check this out. Hey, caller, that's a great question to ask, but what do you need help with? What's wrong with you that you can need help with, man?
Who you asking, 347?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's asking me. Yeah, I didn't really need help with anything, Steve. I just wanted to inquire about that show he got popping.
So you pulling a lot of women, you're saying? You got a lot of women on your roster?
I do not have a lot of women on my roster at the moment.
Why don't you have a lot of women on your roster when pussy's easy to get?
You know what? You damn right about that, and I should have a whole bunch of women on my roster. And I'm getting to it. Let's believe I'm getting to it.
Hey, let me just comment on this. Bro, getting is like trying. We don't use them words. We ain't getting to shit. If you didn't thought of it already, you should be doing it. If you already didn't have any thoughts on it, you shouldn't be trying to do it. You should be doing it. This is the
difference. And if you ain't doing it. Right. If he ain't doing it, bud, he should be asking.
Yeah.
And if he's not doing it, he should be asking questions to how he can do it. That's the point of
how to get you through it. Exactly. Man, this is what's up, you guys. This is why you need to call in. This is why you need to present your shit in real time. We ain't gonna pump you off. I mean, we might, but you know, it's gonna be for your benefit. Shit, we real with this, man. 719, what's up, bro?
I got a question for you.
Come on.
I was talking with this girl. We were doing our thing. And over time, she ended up leaving. Pretty much, she's gone. And she said that I was too critical on her, right? She said I'm too critical. She said that I wanted her to have her nails done. She said I wanted
her
to.
What's your fucking question, man?
My question is, was I right or wrong? That's my question.
Hey, let me tell you something about right or wrong. Did you want to do whatever you did?
Did I want her to do whatever she didn't do?
No,
yeah.
I didn't say nothing about her. I said, did you want to do what you did?
Yeah.
Then you was right. Why are you second guessing yourself?
Because I thought that if I was moving right, I would have kept her, I guess.
Man, listen. Everything that glitter ain't gold, motherfucker. You know, you might have thought she was going to be the bitch, but she wasn't. So then that's that. Go on and fuck her. You already made the move. Why think about her?
Okay.
Hey, listen to me, man, and understand this. When you get rid of a bitch and you don't have her on your mind, that bitch is going to contact you again. Might be a year from now, but she's going to do it. See, you motherfuckers so scared to live. You don't want to live. You just want everything to happen right now. You like them motherfucking animals that once they mate, they die. See, you motherfuckers, that's what you should do. Roll over and die. You don't want to do shit. Man, fuck that bitch. That's what you do with her. That's what you're supposed to think about her. What you got on that tape?
I got a question. I got a question myself. But do you think, okay, let me ask you like this. Out of five, just use the number five, out of five bitches, how many bitches out of them five do you think are going to let you with them, they with you? How many out of them five you think going to, wanting you, let you groom them into the bitch you want them to be?
And all of them gonna let a nigga do that. I mean, how many of them automatically gonna want you to? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I can't take that guess, but if you got five bitches and you trying to groom, or you got to groom them, it doesn't matter what the fuck they want. You grooming all five of them. And you grooming
right.
them the same way. Hey, you grooming the same way to the same thing, but you individualizing their grooming. You know, yeah, bitch, you're going to sell pussy, but you're going to be like this or be like that, according to how she is. You know, some of them motherfuckers, you know, can't just, some bitches can flashback, some bitches can steal, some bitches can talk up on some old money. We ain't trying to negate none of that by telling them to just sell pussy. Bitch, do what you do. But in the end, bring your motherfucking returns to me.
Yeah, right. Because what I'm saying is that, Steve, you get my question?
Actually, I did.
No, bro.
It ain't many females that's gonna let you groom them. You know what I'm saying? Without no backlash.
Hey.
Well, that's
especially
part,
today. What you got, Steve?
No, you're absolutely right, but. Again, you can hear in his voice that I don't hear no thunder. I don't hear no man. I don't hear no assertiveness. I don't hear no confidence. I just hear someone that's defeated.
Hey, defeated is a good word. Is that what you're accepting when you don't think of the next thing to do in a situation? My point, the cat, that was, I think it was 360, was some other bro doing this or doing that. And he obviously felt they was disrespectful things. See, when you feel that, you supposed to react on that. Excuse me. Because if you don't, you'll do what he did. Let it go on and on and on until it's so fucked up. You got to ask the question, does it mean she disrespects me? What if it does? What are you going to do? You can't do shit now. Because you didn't let her disrespect you all this goddamn time. The only thing you can do is leave that bitch. Get her out your life. Then your ass can start going forward. And I think I told 412 that. 412, what's up?
Yeah, but this is for that caller that just called in. He definitely needs to get him some SWU. Because he needs to be able to come from a position of, it's me, I. Fuck a bitch. It's what I want. It's my way or the highway. You either get with the program or you get to step in.
Brother Charles, are you saying you got all that shit in your head fucking with SW, yo?
Every bit of it. And I can stand on it.
Hey, Tank, you that shit. You hear that ism in his answers, nigga? I'm saying these motherfuckers don't want to be pimps. They just want to be men
that's
be able to handle shit. They don't want shit handling them. So what I'm doing, I'm giving them the wisdom, the sight or the insight of a pimp out all the dangers. So this ain't about pimping, no. The insight is for you to understand why a pimp motherfucker can get in his car and drive 1,000 miles in any direction, and when he stops, if there's a bitch there, he gonna get at her. And she listens, he gonna catch her. And it ain't gonna take no whole bunch of weeks. It's gonna take right now. Because that's where a nigga coming from. That's where his mind is. That's what he thinks. And his conversation is framed around his thoughts. So when you tell the bitch something, and you talking about tomorrow and all that bullshit, that's what the bitch talking about. That's what she thinking. Tomorrow, next week, in time. Bitch, please. We finna do this shit right now. Or, I'm gone. What you do? Shit'll get up off the pot, baby. And you do that, of course, after they like you. You just spend 2 hours, whatever, talking to the bitch after the 15 minutes. The first 15 minutes tell you whether or not you should fuck with her. If you decide to fuck with her, now you finna make her like you. And once she likes you, you finna tell her if you want some of this cake, you gotta come where you can eat it at. And if the bitch wants the cake, she coming. And if she don't, you leaving. You ain't finna sit there and talk to her some more like you fucking. Say to the bitch, nigga, what we do when we bring the gang, bitch, you gonna, you know, sell some of that goddamn pussy? The bitch said, hell no, I would never do that. Now, say, what we gonna do?
All right, bye, bitch. She in the move up. move on to the next one. Bend her ear. What you gonna do, bitch? You know.
Hey, that nigga say bye, bitch. Hey, we ain't fucking with her. Because if she don't want to fuck with us, we ain't wasting time trying to talk her into it. Bitch, I wish I would try to talk you into fucking with me. Dumb motherfucker. if you talk her into it, you got to keep talking her into it. The way you catch the bitch is the way you're going to have her. So you got to make that bitch decide. Bitch, come up. And if she come, you ain't got to do nothing better than her from now on. But if you got to say, look, baby, if you come with me, it's going to be like this. It's going to be like that shit. That bitch come, you're going to be having to kiss that bitch ass all the time. Nigga, we don't do that shit. We fuck with women. That's what you don't really understand. See, most of you guys want to fuck with a child, not pedophile shit. But I'm talking about a child mentality broad that don't really think nothing, don't really have nothing to say, so that you can have your way. Nah, man, we want to fuck with whoever's in front of us. The school teacher, the motherfucking lawyer, bitch. The guy, whoever, we want to fuck with whoever, because they are all women to us. Every one of them. Tell you, who are you fucking with now? Some psychiatrist, right?
Yeah, I'm fucking with the psychiatrist, bitch, right now. So what I'm saying is this right here. Knowing and believing that you can have any bitch, you gonna fuck with any bitch. It don't matter. Because you're going to have something that's going to make that bitch's ear stand up like a Doberman pincher when a cat run through their motherfucking yard.
Hey, hold on. That psychiatrist bitch. Now, I'm going to pick your brain a little bit. When you realize somebody got something going on back in the background, that was him. Okay. When you realize that she was a real psychiatrist, and then you busted her trying to play some psychiatrist-type games on you, how did you handle that? Now, you got to understand, fellas, this nigga is fucking with a legitimate psychiatrist that think they know the reasons people do shit.
So when we first started off with the first conversation, Bud, in the first 6 minutes, I knew she was a psychiatrist because of what was coming out of her mouth. Now let me say the first 10 minutes, because what I said, she tried to take it and like analyze it. Well, just what came out of my mouth. You know, so I'm like, oh, I see what's up now. And as a matter of fact, bud, that's why I wind up backing off the broad after a while, because she everything I say she analyzed. And the bitch been a psychiatrist for so long till we kept bumping heads because I kept killing everything she say. And she the psychiatrist. And that, you know, fuck that bitch up, you know what I'm saying? I say, damn, you analyze everything I say. Don't you realize what you're doing? Oh, do I do that? I said, you asking me questions. I'm supposed to ask you the questions. You the psychiatrist. So you don't realize you're doing that? Because you know a psychiatrist, you will say, oh, I love the sky today. Is the sky so nice? Well, why is the sky nice? That's how they come. So I had to reverse it, bud.
What I'm really saying, fellas, is to people like us, it don't matter what you do, because what you do is what you do. If you knew what we did, you wouldn't even tell us what you do, because you would know we don't give a fuck what you do. We're going to catch your motherfucking ass. Say that psychiatrist is sprung on your ass, ain't she, nigga?
Yeah, man. Yeah. But the more I push her away, the more the bitch come back, man.
Yeah, nigga. Hey, did you ask her, analyze that, bitch? if you do this shit, if done correctly, you go tease this woman with your awareness of women. See, you got to have points of interest, and your points of interest to her is only passing conversation about things of interest to you. She is going to be so interested in what interests you until the more you know about you, the more direct you can be with your conversation and the more emphasis you can put on where you coming from, because you know you best. But no, you motherfuckers want to talk about A-Rod and is Shaq and some other movie and whatever current event bullshit. Nah, man. See, when you about it, current event only, well, let's say Trump, that shit come up for like 5 seconds, 10 seconds, and you kill it because you ain't political, bitch. I don't give a fuck about no politics. Whoever in the motherfucking office, I'm gonna make some money. I don't give a fuck. You know, hey, that's how we was, of course.
Yes, right.
When some motherfucker, whoever is in office, I think when Republicans was in office, we made more money, I think. I'm not sure. Because we made money regardless of Democrats or Republicans. But we weren't political. We didn't give a fuck who in office. We don't give a fuck about no law. We already breaking the law, so why are we gonna care about a goddamn law? Why are you gonna care about some kind of fucking sentence and you choosing to break the law? Man, you can't choose to be a bank robber and be talking about, man, if I get caught, man, I'm gonna be going to jail for a long time. Man, you stupid motherfucker, don't be a bank robber then. When you choose some shit, you gotta choose all of it. And the reason those other motherfuckers who say they can pave the way for the average Joe Blow to catch, the reason they liars is because they can tell you why, socially, what they say works. I can tell you anything I say, why it works socially. Because, well, this is not an answer for it. This is just an extension. But what I'm saying is, if you know social aspects, if you know how to deal with people in the proper social way, you're gonna be a very, you're gonna be a more a stronger speaker. You're gonna be a stronger representation of where you're coming from because you know how to talk. You know what people are actually listening to, what they're listening for. And if you just really understand that they can't, them dudes that tell you how to do shit, what do you call them, pickup artists and shit, they can't tell you psychologically what the value of doing what they say is. Steve the Dean and me and now Stanley, we do. We tell you the social and psychological value of what we say. And my value to you is our value to you who listen is that we can tell you all the reasons what we say will help. And this is the kind of stuff you need to pay attention to because this is what's missing in all of the bullshit you guys are listening to. That's why Steve, the Dean, and I now take three different motherfuckers with three different versions of what they do, and it's all the same thing. This is what I'm talking about. These motherfuckers don't need no definitions. When you need a definition, you stuck with what's defined. You define shit on your thoughts. Whenever your thoughts change, that definition can change. And what I'm saying is sometimes in this situation, and 2 years down the line, the very same situation comes up, and you think a whole nother thing because you got 2 years of growth of dealing with shit along these lines behind you now. So you're going to do some different shit. I ain't stuck on some kind of fucking definition. I'm stuck on me. I'm a conceited bastard. I am a selfish and conceited fucking bastard. I'm selfish because every goddamn thing I do is for my safety and for my motherfucking mentality. And I'm conceited because every goddamn thing I think of and thought of, every goddamn thing in my life, it can't damn motherfucker tell me shit about my life better than me. Now, what am I saying? If you ain't got this, how you gonna look in the mirror and tell yourself encouraging shit to walk out the door so you can catch a bitch? All of this shit matters. It all matters. It all makes you or breaks you. And you know how we say, nigga, don't cheat yourself, treat yourself. You treat yourself by doing something that you did not necessarily know was correct and do it wholeheartedly. And when the results come and they are correct, man, you feel treated. It ain't a big deal. They made no more money. But what it did, it made you hella more confident. That's what treating yourself does. You treat yourself because of what you think. And you believe you deserve what you treat yourself to because what you think is what's motivating and propelling your life. Now, is what I'm thinking going to propel your life? Or is what you think is going to propel your life? I mean, shit, it's up to you to make that decision. Dean, you've been quiet, man. What's up?
Sorry, dog. Dean, no, I was muted, dog. No, I'm just letting y'all know I'm here, dog. No, I'm here. Oh. What you think? Because you're dropping gems right now.
Hey, that's what we do, Dean. You know that's what we do. Hey, on the day, you guys make sure you get with that Dean show, too. Because, you know, me and Dean be... Hey, Tay, and you going to handle Thursdays, right?
Yeah, I'm going to handle Thursdays, but okay. I'm kicking a little different for you and Dean, but I'm kicking that pimp shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Thursday, man.
Come get you some, man.
Come get some, man. That's what's up. That's right. Hey, me and Dean, you know, we talk about shit. Even me and Dean talk about different shit. But, hey, we all talk about the same shit. And you make sure that whatever it tell the motherfuckers, you let them know it's about being a man first, taking care of your responsibility. It's one thing that motherfuckers don't know. Matter of fact, goddammit, this is the nigga that talked. This nigga showed me this. Pimps are good fucking parents. Man, when me and this nigga's son came, I was at the hospital when the nigga was born. This nigga talking shit. Nigga, whatever, man. This nigga don't look like me. Nigga, the bitch is a bitch, nigga. I said, go fucking look. How the kid go look like you? Oh, man, woo. Hey, they brought that motherfucker over there, and that little nigga had a birthmark. Right with Shantae's birthmark. Nigga, that motherfucker is your son. But that was only the beginning. I'm talking about for 18 years. 18 years. This nigga, I mean, every ball game, every school dance, every anything, this nigga took his boy. Man, this nigga been the after hours 5:30 in the morning. This nigga don't even know what time to hide the motherfucker. Nigga say, oh man, shit, I gotta get on and take my boy to school. Nigga, where you going? Man, we going. This nigga leave. Go take, nigga got cane all on his nose and shit. Nigga go take his son to school. And what I learned, I swear to God, there is nothing that's going to keep this nigga from being a daddy. And I am the same fucking way with my daughter. Them goddamn girls want to go somewhere, all you motherfuckers piled into my car, I'm taking you. Then now she got a car. I told her, motherfucker, if you drink and you and your girls got some alcohol in you, pull that motherfucker over and call me so you can take an Uber. You know, this nigga used to take his boy to every practice. Nigga, why don't you let him, you know, take the bus? Nigga, too much shit happened on the bus. You know, I ain't trying to have my boy. You know, man, this nigga cared. And this nigga made me, I'm telling you, if I ain't the same fucking way with my daughter that this nigga was with his son, kill me.
Hey, Steve, Bud told me I was soft, man, because I said, man, I got to pick up my son. Bud say, man, let that nigga catch the bus. And I said, no, Bud, too much shit be happening on the bus. Bud's like, man, you making that nigga a punk. But, Bud, then what happened, nigga?
Nigga, you might not be talking about this, nigga, but what I'm saying, you know what else? Man, this nigga was tight. This nigga went to the pen. And his mother, his son has became a hog. He's a little young hog, man. And I'm getting old, but the nigga living with me. Because Tay was hitting the pen. Man, this nigga was cool until he called. He told my, said something about a woman. Man, that bitch, whatever. I'm like, what? And then the nigga said, he started talking shit. Tay, you remember that's when he called you, nigga. I fired on him. Tay, I had motherfucking took my stance because I was ready to go out because I saw this nigga. He was only like 14, nigga. So, but he had me fooled. That nigga started crying. I said, God, I couldn't take all my blood. You can't be fucking with my nigga. The nigga in the house now, he talking shit. Whatever. But my point is this motherfucker looked out for his kid. I'm talking about 100%. Steve the Dean, same way. Steve the Dean ain't been in no damn streets. But Steve the Dean, 100% alpha. And an alpha takes care of motherfucking business. And your kid is your business. I don't give a fuck about the bitch. They your business.
Yeah.
Everything I'm talking about right now is what makes motherfuckers alpha. You don't run from your responsibility. You embrace them. And if they make it hard on you, so what? It's hard. It ain't gonna be easy. And the sooner you accept that, the sooner you're gonna realize you're on your way. Because that's all we needed was to see either one of us. Steve, matter of fact, Tay, you don't know this about Steve. I don't necessarily believe this shit, but see, the day was fucking at 9, 10, he was running around. And he, nigga, I know my brother fucked when he was 10. Clint, my brother Clint.
Yeah, I'm fucking at 13. I was going over girls' houses and stuff and talking shit, and they unbutton my shirt and I get scared and shit, but I was going over there though.
they unbutton his shirt, that nigga gets scared. But this is real shit. See, the average motherfucker would think, man, I ain't gonna say that shit. But why wouldn't you say it if it's real? This nigga was he was nervous. Well, he was 9, shit. Motherfucker's gonna be nervous at 9. But it's all a part of who a nigga is, who you became. Because when he was 9 doing that shit, he was on a quest to be what was somebody you had met that you was your idol, right? Right, D?
Yeah. He was a guy, like, he was kind of like y'all guys. If he was a guy that had all the women coming to him at the basketball court. You know, all the guys wanted to be like him. He was all the women wanted to get at him and shit. So just like the opportunity that y'all are presenting these motherfuckers now with, I saw the gold in it when I was 9. And that's when I reached out and I was like, teach me. That is showing what the fuck I need to know, because I wanted it. Because like we always say, the way you think, your behavior's got to line up with that shit, or you just lying to your goddamn self like most of these motherfuckers are doing right now.
Dean, what'd you say? We got to say that one more time. The way you think, everything got to line up, or you lying to yourself, right?
It's got to be a current. It's got to be a current, or you just full of shit. But the thing is, but at the end of the day, they just keep lying to themselves and think they something that they ain't. That's the amazing thing. Instead of humbling their ego, pushing their self-importance aside, and soaking up information by... Man, I tell you what, bud, if I was 9 years old, I know you wouldn't allow me on at that time. If I was 9 in this day and age, I'd be blowing up your motherfucking line right now. You're to a point where you would block me because I'm asking so many goddamn questions that you're going to tell my little ass to grow up a little bit, let my nuts drop, then do it. But that's how hungry I was. And I can tell you this, man.
Hey, but see, this is true shit. Not that Steve is telling the truth. I know he is. But what I'm saying is, this is how it's done. You know, you fuck around and get in a situation that you didn't really expect. Not a bad one. Could be a good one. But you got to be able to fucking capitalize on it. And evidently, his mentor took him through some changes at an early age, made him see the value in what the mentor was saying. And the dean made a decision, a conscious decision. I'm fucking with this dude.
But,
now, he
but,
might not say it like that because he is young, but go ahead.
Duh, you know, let me tell you how deep it was. It was just deep. My mentor pulled us around to his side as we kept bugging him. And he said, okay. He got us outside. He said, how many of y'all want money? And all of us, some of us rose our hands, some of us didn't, you know. So then he pulled out some nickels, dimes, and pennies. And he threw that shit on the concrete, and he just waited. And everybody that didn't go down there and scrap for that money, he said, get the fuck out of my face, because you motherfuckers, when I said money, y'all thought I was talking about dollars, $5, $10, and 20s. But that penny and that nickel is a penny and a nickel more than you have in your bank account. So if you say it and you ain't doing it, then you wasted my fucking time. So that was our first test. That's what I always learned, man. If you go,
so he threw down a $1.81 worth of change, and you came up with $1.79 of it, huh?
Yeah, man. With a scuffed knee, I was straight with like that shit. Well, yeah. I was holding it.
Hey, that nigga say it was $1.81 down there, and I swear I got $1.77.
I wasn't ashamed.
Yeah, I was like that. I started off young too. At 12, only pimp in the neighborhood. He come out the house every day. We out there waiting. Who want to make some money? Shit. we better be pushing niggas down, trying to be the first one up there. I was always first, bud. You know.
You talking about Vince, right?
Huh? Yeah. And after I was first so many times, he was like, shoot, you want it, don't you? I said, yeah, I want this money. And then that same want, you know, made him like me and respect me, and then he started giving me that game because he saw that I wanted it. You see what I'm saying? Hey. So every day he come, every day, certain time he come out. Who want to make some money? Bud, out of 10 times, I won 10 times, bud. I'm pushing niggas down.
Hey,
I'm tripping niggas.
He didn't see that you wanted it. He seen that you was going to get it. So he felt direct this young motherfucker because this nigga going to get it. Niggas see that shit in you, man.
Yeah, they do.
You guys, I'm telling you, this shit is some good shit we talking about. And I love it. And I would rather have a show with all questions because at that point, you're really picking my brain. When I do a show talking about what I'm talking about, something that I have chose to talk about, I already know everything about. When you ask them questions, this is something I know about, yeah, but it's something particular to you. And even though it's to you, there's many people listening that have the same issue. So while I'm talking to you, go ahead, Dave.
But you know, at the end of the day, when this shit cut off and you go about your way and Tay go his way and I go my way, we know at the end of the day, I don't talk to any motherfucking bitch we want to. These motherfuckers listen to this right now, you can see why you lose it right now. You see why when you do get somebody, they treat you like a bitch on the back end and the front end, and you see why you struggle with women because y'all motherfuckers are so goddamn weak, y'all can't even pick up a goddamn fight. Look, y'all get mad at me all you want. Fuck you. I don't give a fuck what you think. But let me tell you this much. Those bitches don't think about you the same way. If you, hey, don't get mad at me because y'all are soft and weak. They're going to chill. Hey, look, they're going to take you for what you got. They're going to walk all over you, and they're going to be fucking people like Rosebud and Tay on the side telling them how weak your motherfucking ass is. But, hey, just keep on listening, guys. Y'all keep doing that.
Hey, Dean, most of these motherfuckers, what they do, the bitch say, can you take me somewhere? And the nigga say, yeah. Then he rush over in his car. The bitch get in the car all dressed and fine. The nigga look at that shit. And the nigga drive her over to my house. He don't know it's my house. Hey. He don't know it's my house. He think he taking her somewhere. So she say, can you come up to the door with me? And she go to the door. And she say, you know, because it was raining. And she say, I got to wipe my feet. Can you lay down and let me wipe my feet on your back? And the nigga lay down. let him clean her shoes off. So she could come in my house.
but you forgot. And then she say, can you hold my legs up while Rosebud stroke it?
Hey, it's only funny to me, you and Dean.
It's true.
Everybody says, "Oh shit, I don't see the humor in that shit." Hey, look, you guys.
You already told me to hold on for 2 seconds.
Huh? What'd you say, Dean?
No, he said, I don't find it funny. I only held her ankles for 2 seconds. It wasn't that long.
Hey, you guys, listen. What I'm finna do is stop the show. I'm finna, you know, I know we're kicking it. But I ain't, Dean will kick it with you forever. And me, I want you hungry. I want you saying to yourself, God damn it, that motherfucker off. But I know you ain't going to do that because the shit I give up is too raw. And the shit we are experiencing, especially today, this is a great show. Steve, thanks for coming on. Tay, you know, same with you, man. This motherfucking shit is dope.
This is dope shit. And ain't nobody trying to tell your motherfucking ass to be no pimp. Ain't nobody trying to tell you to be a alpha motherfucker. Tay, do you know? Hey, XD to D. Tay
is a
motherfucking gamer too. God damn.
Oh,
hey,
Tay, you don't want to do this. I'll split your wig.
Hey, Tay, C to D has been in magazines. He didn't won shit with a whole bunch of motherfucking Mortal Kombat motherfuckers, man.
Madden, shooting Madden. Yeah, motherfucker. I'm a big ass kid.
Damn, Steve, you play like that, man?
I've been playing since Atari and Pong. Since Pong.
Damn.
And 2600. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Hey,
the
we gonna
like
set
them
up with you gamers.
Yeah.
Hey, did you see what was it last month when they had they starting to really pay off in that game where they had a competition with the Madden and the purse was 100 racks, man, 100,000 racks.
I was in the tournament like that. I lost. Yeah, I was on Madden Nation 3.
Is that right, Steve?
I'm on the bus. Oh yeah.
Hey, you don't know who you fucking with.
Nah,
you
man,
don't.
He good.
Hey, listen to this. This nigga's daddy is Ted Williams. You might not know that name, but he's a motherfucking lawyer. CNN. This nigga's a big ass lawyer. Steve the D be faking on the thing. He really a rich kid, man.
No, I'm selling. That's his. That ain't my money. That's his money. It ain't my money.
Hey, nigga, you got your own money, huh?
Yeah, I got my own money. Yeah, I got my own shit. Hell yeah.
Hey, look, you guys.
You know
I'm
what? I'm always hungry.
Hey, I'm finna go. I love
Steve?
It. Hey, what you say?
What you say, Steve?
No, I was saying I got my own shit because unlike these motherfuckers listening, I was hungry. And every time I got knocked down, I go back up and keep going. I kept pushing. And that's why we win today. And y'all motherfuckers, y'all, hey, we all hit, look in the mirror, just say you a punk bitch because that's how the women going to be saying that shit to you.
Hey, and all you guys, you need to understand what Steve the Dean and what Shantae Parker and what I have in common. We all can accept defeat without being defeated. I'm out.